ever felt like giving up? Throwing in the towel? Have you ever felt like every time you turn around, something else is broke, something else is late, or something is wrong with something or with somebody in your life? Have you ever laid in the bed at night and your problems have gotten so bad that it even seems like the darkness of the night has even turned its back on you? So you lie awake in bed wondering, will the night ever end? Well, if this is you, then I want to talk to you this morning about an unspeakable joy. A joy that the world didn't give you, and the world can't take it away. With that being said, I want to talk to you for a few moments from the subject, experiencing God's joy. Experiencing God's joy. The Psalms, as you know, is a collection of songs. The Psalms were sung at particular times in Israel's history. Psalms 30 was believed to be sung at the dedication of the house of David. David was an author of many of the Psalms. Psalms 30 is a powerful psalm that deals with the persistent and perpetual praise of one who experienced great calamity but prayed through it. It tells about how God heard his prayers and brought them to a place of deliverance. Let's take a look at our text. We see here David is giving us three examples of how we can experience God's joy right in the midst of our circumstances. Point number one, the first thing that we need to do is look back over our life. Let's examine our text. For verse 1 says, I will extol, which means to lift up, to glorify on purpose, intensive or intentional actions. I will extol thee, O Lord. Why? It goes on to say, for thou hast lifted me up and has not made my foes to rejoice over me. Sometimes I sit and think that if I could just stop for a moment, no matter what is going on, no matter what I'm going through, no matter how dark the night may seem, if I could just sit back and think about what God has already done for me, I would have nothing to be sad about. We too could be like David and have a whole lot of excitement to be about. You see, God has lifted us up out of some circumstances, out of some situations that we had no business getting ourselves into. Nevertheless, God delivered us and brought us through. Here we see David in our text taking a trip down memory lane, reflecting on just how good God has been to him. You see, David had great reason to praise God. For the text said God had lifted him up. Notice the past tense. So David is thanking God for what God has already done. God has not allowed his enemies to triumph over him. God has healed his body. God has saved his soul. God kept him alive and delivered him from certain defeats in battles. I can't help but think that David took a trip down memory lane and probably thought about how God had given him strength when he was a little boy to kill the lion and the bear that troubled his flock back in 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'm sure David thought from time to time about how God had given him the victory over Goliath with one smooth rock. For 1 Samuel 17 and 50 tells us how God gave him victory over the Philistines and his other enemies. God even protected David from the evil hand of Saul, who day after day tried to kill him. David thought back on the many days and nights that he spent hiding in caves and sleeping in the wilderness as he ran for his life from Saul, and how God brought him through all of that. Yes, David has great reason to praise God. Well, what about you? Look back over your life and see how God has delivered you over and over again. Some of you may be looking at your present situation and be apt to think that God has abandoned you or God has forsaken you. Maybe you think he has forgotten about you, but I am here to tell you that he is there all the while doing what he has always done, and that is to deliver you from many dangers seen and unseen. As I look back over my life, it does me good to remember the time when God was working to protect me. It may have been an illness. Most assuredly, he was in the car when a huge pickup truck slammed in the back of me and pushed the car I was in to the other side of the road. And yet I walked away without a scratch. So I say, don't look at me funny when I cry sometimes. Don't think that I'm crazy when I talk about his goodness. You see, when I look back over my life, I get excited because God has been so good to me. So good that I just can't tell it all. God has been so good to me. Has God been good to you? Oh, somebody needs to shout hallelujah. Point number two, the second way that you can experience God's joy in the midst of your circumstance is to sing and give thanks. Show appreciation and gratitude. Verse 4 says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at remembrance of his holiness. So now let's go back for a moment. Point one said we need to look back over our life, which is the past. And now we need to sing and give thanks. That's the present. Notice that in verse 4, we have two commands to praise God: sing and give thanks. Well, contrary to popular beliefs, these commands are not options. The mood or tense of both words, sing and give thanks, is imperative, which simply identifies these words as an order or a command. To make it simple, this verse is simply a call to all to show an appreciation for what God has done for you. David said, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Notice that David did not say, let all the people with melodious voices sing. In other words, he did not say, everyone that can sing, sing. David says, sing, O ye saints of his. You know, Christians should be the most joyous people on the face of the earth. Why? Because I've read the story. We read the story. We know how it ends. I hate to spoil it for you if you haven't read the story, but for those of you in despair, guess what? We win. We get the victory. So all we have to do is look back over our life and remember what God has done for us and give him praise. If you ever forget your purpose, all you need to do is come right here in verse 4 and obey these two commands: to sing and give thanks. That's what God wants us to remember. God wants us to do, to remember and give thanks. Allow me to help someone this morning. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the sick say, I am healed. Let the bound say, I am free, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. You've got to sing and give thanks no matter what the circumstance you find yourself in. Find a song that speaks to your heart. And when you're down, when you feel like all hope is gone, just begin to sing. Sing to the Lord. It'll turn everything around. It'll change how you're feeling. Yeah, your circumstance may still be there, but it'll give you the strength you need to do whatever you've got to do to press on. You see, somebody has given up on themselves. Somebody in here has given up on themselves. You are clutching lies that you've believed for way too long. Somebody told you you weren't good enough. Somebody told you you weren't smart enough. Someone said you're not fast enough. You're not pretty enough. Somebody in here this morning may have even been told that you would never measure up. Oh, they say you're too fat. You're too short. You're too tall. You're too skinny. You're too slow. And you're even too dumb. Maybe mommy and daddy weren't there for you. And all your life you believed that you had to look out for yourself, but you can't count because you can't count on anyone to be there for you. Well, I'm here to tell you that God wants to deliver you from the pit of heartache and pain. In fact, that's what Jesus said he came here for. In Luke 4, verses 18 and 19, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach this acceptable year of the Lord. So no matter what you are going through this morning, don't ever forget to praise God and give thanks for what God has brought you through. If he did it before, he'll do it again. Point number three, the third way that you can experience God's joy in the midst of circumstances, in the midst of your darkness, is to trust God for the results. Trust God for the results. So to recap, we need to look back over our life, which is the past. Then we need to sing and give thanks, which is the present. And then we need to trust God for the results, which is the future. It's expectation. Verse 5 says, "For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." Watch this. I don't want you to miss this. We see here three reasons why we can trust God for the results. One, God's anger is only for a moment. Psalms 103, verses 8 to 12 says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removed our transgressions from us." That's something to give God praise for right there. The word of God is awesome when you read it, when you know it, because you can go back. "I messed up. I did this. Oh, God is mad at me." But the Bible says that God is slow to anger. So God has patience with us. We're able to ask God to forgive us from the evil that we've done. Now, we can't just keep going and doing the same thing over and over and over again and say, "Oh, God, forgive me. Oh, I lied to Sister So-and-so. Oh, God, forgive me. I just told this lie." And then you go back to Sister So-and-so and tell another lie. "Oh, God, forgive." No, it doesn't work like that. But I can't think of a better reason to extol God. I can't think of a better reason to sing and give God thanks. Because God has every right to be angry with me, an old wretched human that I am. Yet Psalms 103 and 10 reminds us that he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. And for that, we ought to say thank you. The second reason we should trust God for the results is also found in verse 5. It says, "In his favor is life." Now, this phrase may be translated so that you can get the full understanding, which means his favor is for a lifetime. You know, some folks say favor ain't fair. And maybe I should say favor isn't fair. But I simply say this: don't get upset because I receive excessive kindness, partiality, and preferential treatment from my Heavenly Father. What do you expect a father to do? Give me a stone when I'm hungry? Give me a snake instead of a fish? Or give me a scorpion instead of an egg? Well, Jesus said in Luke 11 and 13, "Well, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give?" You see, we need to trust God for the results. Why? Because his favor is life, and eternal life is through his son Jesus, who died on Calvary just to save us. And then the third reason we need to trust God for the results is that joy is on the way. Of course, we got to leave on a high note. Joy is on the way. For verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, before we get to the joy, let us spend just a few minutes on the weeping. Why? Because we have to go through the weeping before we can get to the joy. Weeping and joy goes hand in hand. You cannot get to one without going through the other. So notice David says, verse 5, weeping may endure for a night. In other words, count on weeping. It's going to happen. Weeping. No getting around it. You see, even the baby's weeping. Weeping. No getting under it. Weeping. We got to face it. It's going to happen. We're going to have some hard times. We're going to have some rough times. We're going to have some things that's going to make us cry. In this life, you will have tribulations. Well, you ask me, well, how do you know that? Well, it's right here in the text. Weeping may endure for a night. So the Bible is already letting us know that we are going to cry. There are going to be some things that hurt us. But what I like best about this scripture in verse 5 is the fact that right behind the word night, weeping may endure for a night, there is a comma instead of a period. And that simply means that the story does not end here. You see, the comma leaves room for great expectation. God has promised that my pain is not permanent. It says, but joy comes in the morning, which simply means you are going to cry sometimes. You're going to have hills to climb. You're going to have some lonely nights, but joy comes in the morning. I want to let somebody know that your help is on the way. Joy comes in the morning. I know you may have a heavy heart right now. I know you may be going through some stuff. Situation after situation, circumstance after circumstance, dilemma after dilemma, hurt after hurt, pain after pain. But I need to tell somebody, I need to tell myself, hold on. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't surrender. Just hold on. I don't care if you have to strain every muscle in your body or use every ounce of strength you have just to hold on. Keep the faith, for help is on the way. There is a great expectation called joy. Hallelujah. Joy comes in the morning. And I declare and I decree that it's morning time and Jesus is here in the midst of everything, for he wants to bring joy to your morning. He wants to bring hope for your despair, power for your life, peace for your anxiety. Hallelujah. If you don't remember anything, remember, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. For Jesus wants to bring you comfort in the midst of your crises, help in the midst of hopelessness, peace in the midst of perplexity, solutions in the midst of problems, wealth in the midst of poverty, victory for our battles. So I encourage you this morning to look back over your life. Remember, and give thanks to God for what he has done for you. For truly he has done great things, and he is worthy of your praise. Now I want you to understand that victory comes in the morning, even while it's yet dark. I want you also to remember that midnight only lasts for 60 seconds. Midnight only lasts for 60 seconds, and then it's over. So hold on to God's promises. Morning is coming. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. God, I hope that you have touched someone's heart, touched someone's situation to know that they can experience joy in the midst of their circumstance, in the midst of what they're going through. God, we thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for the hope that lives on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.